Okay, here with Anna Rantala, a freshman, front court player for Georgia State volleyball. The team was went through a tough losing streak in conference, but you won your past two matches against South Alabama and Lafayette.
Yeah.
Discuss getting those wins and how that just helped the morale of the team getting some victories.
I think we had a hard, like the beginning of the season, it was obviously hard. Mm-hmm. But last weekend, there was just something like we were really chilled and we had a good practice that last week. And I don't know, something like everything just connected and we were playing as a team, as a whole team, and we were there together. And that was like awesome. So that's the main reason we won.
You are part of a group of freshmen who have been playing a lot more the past few weeks. How has that been, going from beginning of the year, maybe not playing as much, to now being a player that is on the court quite a bit with your fellow freshmen?
That's awesome. Like, I love getting responsibility, and it's so awesome to sometimes start as a freshman. So that gives me confidence more, and it makes me like grow my game, and it's really nice. I like it.
Good. You have two matches coming up at home against Arkansas State and Georgia Southern.
That's
a big rival for the team.
Yeah.
Discuss those matchups and what the team is working on getting better at to prepare for it.
I think we're just like maintaining our level to like during this week. I think we're practicing just like to keep our level high all the time, and yeah, just like keep the good mindset all the time, and just keep playing as together, and that's the biggest thing, I think.
Good. You're from Finland.
Yeah.
Obviously, that is a long way. We're in Atlanta, Georgia, a long way from your home country.
Yeah.
What was the process of being recruited by Georgia State, and how did you end up coming here to Atlanta?
So everything started like, it was approximately like a year ago. Actually, my dad went here he had some kind of conference here in Atlanta, not here in Georgia State, but like in this area. So he heard about Georgia State, that they're playing volleyball here, and he went one of their matches like a year ago. And after that, he just went to Sally's office and introduced himself and told about me and how his daughter plays volleyball and how that she would be interested in coming here if they would be. And then Sally got interested and we started to like send videos and all that. We started to like be in connections. And then that's pretty much it. That's when I got a scholarship offer in the spring. And then I decided that that's what I want to do.
So. Did you come here to Atlanta before accepting the scholarship?
No, I didn't visit here at all.
Well, okay, so what was that like? So you're just taking a chance of, so you weren't even on campus or anything?
Yeah,
like
I didn't visit here at all. I just saw pictures and my dad went here, so he told me how it was going to be. And I got like videos and pictures mostly, but the fact that it's America and like it's a really nice offer, so that I wanted to took it, and that's why I'm here.
Now, were you, first of all, had you been to the United States prior to this to coming here? Had you been here before as a visitor or when you were younger?
So when I was 3 years old, we lived a year in Seattle.
Okay.
A little island called Whidbey Island. We lived there, but ever since that, I haven't. So it's been like 15 years that I haven't been here. So,
when you were going through your high school in Finland, did you want to come to the United States to play volleyball? Were you going to stay in Europe? What was the options for you?
So my options were one of my options. I was really interested about it. Like I was planning to like one of my options was coming to the States and play volleyball and study. And the other one was to stay in Finland, play in like the highest league in there, and take us like year off from school and just focus on volleyball. Or then I had like option to like keep working in my summer workplace and play like the second highest league in Finland.
Okay.
So this was the best option.
Did you look at any other, you don't have to say them specifically, but yeah. Do you look at any other schools or colleges besides Georgia State?
Yeah, I had a couple last fall I had like a couple options.
Okay.
But then this one was the best, like it's just like connected and like it was the best one, yeah.
How's your transition been here to the United States into Atlanta?
I think it's been awesome, yeah. Like a couple of first weeks, they were a little bit hard and I felt like I'm homesick and it was hard to like getting know this place and all that kind of stuff. But now I'm starting to like feel so much comfortable and everything is starting to be like normal and it's getting better.
Have you been able to make connections with other Finnish people or the Nordic community? I know there are different sections of Europe. I work with the Hawks and Dennis Schroeder is a basketball player from Germany. He has a network of fellow German athletes and Germans in the Atlanta area that he knows and works and just talks with.
Yeah.
Do you have you been able to establish that here yet?
No, unfortunately I haven't met any Finnish people here yet. But actually, one guy he goes here, but he's like half Finnish. But no. Anyone else? There's one Swedish guy that's almost like...
I was saying they're the Nordic and then...
Yeah, okay. Scandinavian, but yeah, no Finnish people other than me.
Good, and we'll end on this. What's been just the biggest surprise, just being in the United States, or just one or two things that is really unique, you think, to being here in Georgia or in Atlanta?
Maybe like...
It could be weather, lifestyle, literally driving on the other side of the road. I mean, you can, like, what's been kind of like some, one or two kind of unique things? Like, wow, that's really different.
Like, there's a lot of things, just like little things, which is what I like different. Like, just like the people and how, like, you're so friendly here. And, like,
right, okay.
Yeah, because we're not like. We don't talk like strangers so much,
okay.
So that's been one thing, but I like that really much. Then everything is kind of like bigger, like we don't have these big cities in Finland. Like we have, like our capital is pretty big, but like just like buildings and like everything, they're just bigger.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.